This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The next president of the United States appeared in Oxford, Mississippi last night. Barack Obama and John McCain had their first presidential debate on the campus of Old Miss. It was supposed to center on foreign policy, but as the moderator, Jim Lehrer, pointed out, it's impossible to separate foreign policy from fiscal health. And the meltdown of the financial markets and the proposal to rescue them has dominated the news this week. Dan Shore is away this week, so instead we're joined by our friend Clive Crook, writer for the Financial Times, National Journal, and The Atlantic. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And overall impression?
Well, I thought the debate was not a game changer. I thought it was pretty close. They both did reasonably well. For me, Obama won on points. I thought his demeanor was great. He was a lot more focused, a lot less professorial than he has been in the past. And I thought McCain was a little prickly, at times a little defensive. But as I say, it was close. And reading the commentaries this morning, a lot of people are giving it to Obama, a lot of others giving it to McCain. I don't think it will have changed anybody's minds about the candidates.
Let me dare a fact-based question, however. And we'll get back to the stuff that I understand really counts in terms of political effect. But Jim Lehrer had some problems getting either of them to say, look, what are you willing to give up from what you've promised the American people to cover what right now looks like it'll be $700 billion of additional government spending?
Absolutely. I thought that was the single most interesting thing in the whole debate. I wanted to give Lehrer a standing ovation for pressing that question. Incidentally, I thought he was a terrific moderator all through. But that, for me, was the key thing. And he couldn't get them, even after maybe three or four attempts to squarely address that question. I mean, they both said things, but nothing substantive. Neither one of them was willing to say what precisely they were going to change in their platforms because of the fiscal crisis, because of the bailout. And I thought that was very revealing and actually pretty disappointing.
Yeah. Now, we should understand, is that because, I mean, after all, we're sitting here, you know, exchanging smart comments or not so smart comments in my case the morning after, but they really have to worry about running for office. Now, is it as simple as the fact that if they say, well, we'll have to cut this or that, they're giving away votes?
Yes, I think it is. It's very, very difficult politically for them to address it. But I was looking for a little bit of reassurance that they were at least thinking about this issue, and I didn't even see that. I mean, even though, as I said, I thought Obama did well in the debate, he started by acknowledging that things had changed and maybe not everything he wanted to do could be done at once. Some things might have to wait. But then he listed the things that he thought needed to happen regardless and listed virtually his whole program.
Yeah.
And so I didn't think that they betrayed any sense that things have really changed. Things really have changed.
But what you point to is maybe an Oxford Debating Society flaw or losing a point. Politically, do they gain a point by refusing to specify and just reiterating the programs they want to fund?
I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not sure how the listening public would have reacted to that. But my guess is that people would have thought, Lehrer was pressing a fair point. It was a good question. And people could see that he wasn't satisfied that he was getting a straight answer. Mm-hmm. My guess is that a lot of people have thought, well, yes, this does make a difference. Let's hear something substantive. So I'm not sure that they did score political points. Actually getting into the detail of just how constrained they will be by this fiscal bailout, the costs of it, that would have been a politically very dangerous water. But I think most people will have noticed that they failed to grapple with the question, and that was, a negative for both of them.
And how'd they do in foreign policy?
Well, there my feeling was that they were at pains to emphasize differences which, in practical terms, are actually quite small. Mm-hmm. And I know this isn't a kind of a conventional view. I've been reading a lot of people saying, well, on foreign policy, of course, they have these huge differences on Iraq and, on the long exchange they had about talking to rogue nations without preconditions. But if you actually ask what are the differences in practice, I think they're almost negligible. I mean, on Iraq, McCain wants to withdraw American forces as soon as conditions permit. Obama talks about a timetable, but he won't promise to get all the troops out by a certain date. So in practice, where's the difference there? And then on preconditions, well, you know, McCain says you talk to people with preconditions. Obama says you talk to them with preparation. Again, what's the difference there? If you ask specifically, how would they differ on existing foreign policy challenges, and how would they differ on things that are going to come up in their administration? I'm not sure I could see big differences there.
Clive Crook, so nice talking to you. Hope we'll talk to you again.
Thanks.